إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of our sins. We also seek the refuge of Allah from the evil which is within ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. The most evil of affairs are those matters which have been innovated in this religion. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وكل بدعة ضلالة. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وكل ضلالة في النار. And every misguidance is in the fire. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah and only say a word of truth. يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عباد الله. Indeed, Allah created us and He created our ummah. And if you look at the world around you, you will see many different nationalities, different ethnicities, different types of people far spread in the different lands. And just like this, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He created before us umam, nations, wa aqwam, groups of people in different times throughout history, spread all over the world. So He created qawmu Ad, the people or the tribe of Ad, and He sent to them their prophet Hud alayhi salam. And He created qawmi Madian, the tribe or the nation of Madian, and He sent to them their prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. And He created qawmi Thamud, the people or the tribe of Thamud, and He sent to them their prophet Salih alayhi salam. He created qawmi Fir'aun and sent to them Musa alayhi salam. He created qawmi Lut and qawmi Nuh and Bani Israel. And to each one of these nations and tribes, He sent prophets and messengers, and He revealed to them books. And this was in order to remind them about their Lord and remind them about their responsibility towards Allah, and to order them with the establishment of the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, each one of these tribes and nations, they had their own types of worship, and they had their own specific sharia, their own rulings, and their own punishments. And each one of these sharias or types of worship or punishments or rulings was different to the other one and different to our sharia today. In the previous nations, they had as-salah, prayer, and they had a psalm, fasting, and they had a zakah, and they had al-hajj. However, the way of performing the prayer or giving zakah or fasting or making hajj was different to how we do it today. Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been made an obligation upon you, kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum, just as it was prescribed for those tribes and nations before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may have taqwa. The point here is that as-sawm, fasting, it was also with the nations who came before us. Allah Azza wa Jal said regarding Ismail alayhi salam, كان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة, that he used to order his people, he used to command his family with الصلاة, and he used to command them with الزكاة, وكان عند ربه مرضيا, and Allah was pleased with him, his Lord was pleased with him. So الصوم, الزكاة, الصلاة, الحج, these forms of worship were there before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. However, their types and the numbers and how to perform them, this was different. And Allah said in the Quran, proving that each nation had its own sharia, its own punishments, its own rulings, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةٌ وَمِنْهَاجًا, for every single one of you tribes and nations and prophets, we have created a specific sharia and a specific minhaj. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, and had Allah wanted, He would have made all of you like a single ummah. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ, however, He made us different, and He gave the various nations different prophets and messengers and different sharias in order to test them according to that which they have been given. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, so rush and hasten to do righteous deeds. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, indeed you return to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ, and then He will inform you about those things which you used to differ over. So despite these various nations and tribes who came, and their sharia and their fiqh and their ibadat being separate and different, however, there was one objective and one message which has remained the same from Adam alayhi salam up until our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is that every single nation had the same objective of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal and living upon a tawheed, and that they worship Allah alone, and that their hearts are attached to their Creator Jalla fil Ula. So this is the basis of the message of every single messenger and every single prophet, even if their sharia and their types of worship and their rulings, it differed. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ, He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have not sent before you a messenger, إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَىٰ إِلَيْهِ, except that we have revealed to him, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ, that there is no deity worthy of worship except me, so worship me. And Allah mentioned the prophets and their tribes. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا, and to the tribe and the people of Ad, we sent their brother Hud. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, and he said to them, O my people, worship Allah alone. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ, because you have no other deity apart from Allah. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودٍ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا, and to the tribe of Thamud, we sent their brother Salih. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ, he said to them, O my people, O my tribe, worship Allah alone, you have no deity apart from Him. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا, and to Madian, we sent their brother Shu'ayb. What did he say? قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, O my people, O my tribe, worship Allah alone. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ, you have no other deity apart from Him. And Allah spoke about Nuh alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, indeed we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, and he said to them, indeed I am a clear warner to you. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that You should not worship anybody besides Allah. Inni akhafu alaykum adhaba yawmin aleem. Indeed, I fear upon you the punishment of a painful day. So this was the message and the da'wah of every single prophet and every single messenger. And this is the message and this is the da'wah that we call to. The basis and the core of our da'wah, that we order people with at-tawheed and we warn them away from ash-shirk. The first person who was created, Adam alayhi salam, and then his wife Hawa. Allah Jalla fil Ula, He gave them a permanent residence in paradise, in Jannah, that they can remain therein forever, and they can do as they wish, and they can eat as they wish. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ And we said, O Adam, reside you and your wife in Jannah. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا And eat from ever you want. And the only haram thing upon them, or the only exception was, that they could not eat from that tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ But don't approach this tree. Don't eat from this tree, such that you'll be from those who do oppression, dhulm, i.e. you oppress yourselves. However, as shaytan, he was able to deceive them. And they fell into this sin and they made this mistake. فَأَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا So shaytan, he made them slip up. He made them fall into this sin. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِي And then because of this sin, of this mistake, then they were exiled from Jannah. So Allah Jalla fil Ula, He sent them to the earth. And He made for them a place of residence upon this earth. وَقُلْ نَهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ We said to them that get out from Jannah, go to the earth. Some of you are an enemy to others. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ And for you upon the earth, is a residence and an enjoyment for a short amount of time. And then they sought forgiveness from Allah for their sins, and Allah forgave them. So they came upon this earth, they resided upon this earth, and they lived upon Islam, and upon At-Tawheed, and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And after them came other nations, and other groups of people, and other tribes, and all of them upon Islam, upon Ibadah, worship, and upon At-Tawheed. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentions, كَانَ بَيْنَ آدَمْ وَنُوحِ عَشْرَةُ قُرُونَ That between Adam and between Nuh alayhim as-salam, there was 10 centuries. كُلُّهُمْ عَلِي الْإِسْلَامِ Every single one of these 10 centuries, all of them upon al-Islam. However, despite them living upon al-Tawheed and Islam and worshipping Allah, perhaps they made some sins. And maybe they fell into errors, or they were oppressing each other with acts of oppression. But their aqeedah was of at-tawheed and worship and Islam, and there was no shirk. And then towards the time of Nuh alayhi salam, just before Nuh alayhi salam came, the people started deviating slowly and slowly away from at-tawheed and away from the worship of Allah. And then the people of Nuh alayhi salam, they committed a sin that nobody else had ever done for 10 centuries. Such that Allah punished them with a punishment that He had never punished anybody with previously. And that is that they ascribed partners to Allah. They set up other deities and other gods to be worshipped besides Allah. So when Nuh alayhi salam went to them and he said to them, worship your Lord alone and stay away from ash-shirk. They said, وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ They said, do not leave your false deities. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ And do not leave Wad, وَلَا سُوَاعُ وَلَا يَغُوثُ وَيَعُوقُ وَنَسْرَ And these were 5 names of gods and deities that they had set up. Wad, وَسُوَاعُ وَيَغُوثُ وَيَعُوقُ وَنَسْرَ These were deities or names of 5 gods and 5 deities that they had set up. And this was the first instance of shirk occurring at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. However, the question is that how did this shirk occur? Is it possible that after 10 centuries of at-tawheed and of pure Islam,
that all of a sudden shirk occurs and people are worshipping idols? It wasn't the case. Rather, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he narrates the story of the first instance in which shirk ever occurred in this ummah. He said in the tafsir of this ayah, where Allah mentions the names of these five false deities, Ibn Abbas mentions in Sahih Bukhari, هَذِهِ أَسْمَاءُ رِجَالٍ صَالِحِينَ مِنْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ, that these five names, these five gods, they were actually the names of five righteous people from the qawm of Nuh alayhi salam. So they were salihun, they were righteous people. They were awliya of Allah. They were scholars. They were murshids. They were righteous people. These five gods and deities that people had set up, in actuality, they were the names of five righteous people and five awliya at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا هَلَكُوا أَوْحَى الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ, and when these five awliya, when they passed away, then shaitan came to the people who were left behind. أَنِنْصِبُوا إِلَىٰ مَجَالِسِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا يَجْلِسُونَ فِيهَا أَنْصَابًا, that these five righteous people, these five awliya who have passed away, shaitan came to the people afterwards and he said, you need to gather yourselves and you need to have sittings and you need to make dhikr of those people. Remember the awliya of Allah and set up idols or set up images or shapes or forms in order to remind you of those awliya who will then increase you in your worship of Allah. And pay attention to this point, because if you understand how shirk first started, you will realize the mistake that people are making today when it comes to ash-shirk. So shaitan came to the people of Nuh and he said to them that these five awliya of Allah, you need to be remembering them. And if you remember them and make dhikr of them, this will increase you in your worship of Allah. So make gatherings, sit together, and then make images or shapes and forms to remind you of them people. وَسَمُّوهَا بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, and give these sittings and these shapes and forms and images the names of those five awliya, those five righteous people. فَفَعَلُوا وَلَمْ تُعْبَدْ, so the people, they did this because they wanted to remember the awliya of Allah. They wanted to increase in their worship of Allah. So they started having gatherings in the name of those five awliya. They started making images and shapes and remembering those awliya. حَتَّى هَلَكَ أُولَٰئِكَ, and then that generation, they passed away. فَنُسِخَ الْعِلْمِ, and then knowledge was forgotten. فَعُبِدُوا, and then they were worshipped. So these five gods and these five idols, they were actually names of awliya of Allah. And they were only worshipped, or they only became idols in gradual steps, that shaitan kept coming to the people. He never said to them, commit shirk with Allah straight away. He never said, worship those five awliya straight away. He said that these are awliya of Allah, have gatherings, sit together, have mahfils, and remember those awliya and those murshids and those scholars, or whatever name you want to give them. And then slowly, slowly, then images were made, and then names were given, and then they were made into idols, and this is how shirk occurred. And today we see that exactly the same reason and the same cause which caused the people of Nuh alayhi salam to fall into shirk, then this is the very same reason and excuse which is causing people to fall into shirk today. That shaitan comes to the people and he says that Allah has great awliya, and these were the miracles of the awliya, and you need to have sittings to remember these awliya. You need to have conferences to remember their miracles. And then you need to give certain days names and you name them after those. And you need to have images or months or celebrate their anniversaries and deaths and give them nicknames, and slowly, slowly shirk occurs. And I will give you an example to make it clear. One of the greatest awliya by the permission of Allah is a man who came 470 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his name was, and he came in Al-Iraq. His name was Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Al-Hanbali rahimahullah. And he was from the great scholars of Al-Islam, from the Hanbali madhab. When he passed away, what did the people do? They gave him a name which is only for Allah. They call him Al-Ghawth Al-A'zam. And the meaning of Al-Ghawth Al-A'zam, the meaning of Al-Ghawth is the one who helps you and saves you and rescues you when you are in trouble. It is from Al-Istighatha. And they called him Al-Ghawth Al-A'zam, the greatest rescuer and the greatest saver. And they have specified a day in a month, the 11th day of every month, where food is given out in his name. And animals are sacrificed in his name. And more than that, that they have his grave, which is risen, and they have a mausoleum over his grave, and they go and they offer gifts and du'as and supplications at his grave. And all of this is done in the name of what? Dhikr al-awliya. Mentioning the awliya. Al-ghuluq fi salihin. And exaggerating in the praise of the righteous people. And we need to understand what is a shirk. A shirk doesn't only mean that you have to worship an idol. Rather, a shirk, which is the greatest sin, it is any form of worship which is directed to anybody besides Allah. So if a person supplicates and has hope in a tree, then this is a shirk. If he has hope in a stone, then this is a shirk. Brothers, move forward. If a person attaches himself to a person or a wali or a sheikh, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even the greatest of angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, then this is a shirk. And the meaning of shirk isn't that you have to believe that that person, he is Allah, he is the Rabb. In fact, the Quraysh, those who used to worship the idols at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they used to worship those idols, they used to believe that Allah, he is the creator. They used to believe that Allah is the Raziq. They used to believe that Allah is the one who controls all of their affairs. So despite their belief in Allah, they still used to worship these idols. Allah talks about them in the Quran, the Quraysh, the idol worshippers. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا. Those people who took awliya apart from Allah, i.e. the Quraysh, they say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ, that we don't really worship those idols. The Quraysh, they say that we don't really worship those idols. إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Except that our worship of these idols, it takes us closer to Allah. So these idols who were salihin and awliya in the early days, the only reason they used to supplicate to them and go to them and touch them and wipe them is why? Because they want to become close to Allah. And also Allah said in the Quran, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that they worship deities other than Allah. مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ, deities which cannot harm them, neither can they benefit them. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that these idols and these deities and these awliya that we are worshipping, these are our shufa'a. This is shafa'a. This is an intercession between us and between Allah. We're not supplicating to them, rather we call out to them so they can take our supplications to Allah. And what does this remind you of? Who does this remind you of? The people of ashirk and innovation today. That they call out to the awliya, they go to the graves of the awliya, they address the awliya, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, Ya Badawi, Ya Qadri. And they say, we're not worshipping them. Rather, us calling out to them is only a shafa'a. It is only a wasila. It is only a wasita, an intercession that takes us closer to Allah. So be careful of this. That this shirk that the people are upon today, this is the same shirk that the Quraysh at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were upon. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned them. And he fought them. And he strived against them. And he migrated from them. And this is the very same shirk of the people of Nuh alayhi salam. Al-ghulufi salihin. Exaggerating regarding the righteous people. Al-ghulufi awliya illah. And exaggerating regarding the awliya of Allah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. And may peace and blessings be upon His Prophet. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, that Allah does not forgive for an act of shirk to be committed. I, anybody who is made a partner to Allah with a shirk, even if it is a wali or a righteous scholar or the greatest Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the greatest angel Jibreel alayhi salam, anybody who is made a partner to Allah when it comes to worship, then Allah does not forgive. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. However, any other sin after a shirk, then Allah can forgive if He wills. So a shirk, it is the most severe of sins. And if a person falls into shirk, whatever his excuse is, he has left Islam. He's out of the fold of Islam. And janazah is not prayed over him. And he's not buried with the Muslims. And all of his previous actions, his righteous deeds, are all lost and corrupted. And he enters into Jahannam and remains in Jahannam forever. However, nowadays, the examples of shirk, of people prostrating to trees and stones and idols, is very few. Only groups such as the Hindus and these types of people prostrate to trees and idols and stones. At the same time, there are other examples of shirk which are occurring in our ummah, in our time, in our town, in our families, which is the same shirk as the previous people. So for example, for anybody to place another person between him and between Allah, and then he directs his dua to that person, hoping that this person is a shafa'a, is an intercession, or is taking it closer to Allah, this is a shirk. Whether that person is alive or he is dead, righteous or disobedient, a prophet, an angel, a wali, or anybody, as soon as you place somebody between you and between Allah, and you think that this person, he is your shafa'a, or he is your wasila, then this is a shirk. From the examples of shirk which is occurring now, is al-barakah, seeking blessings from those things which Allah has not placed any blessings in. So for example, people, they go and they touch a grave, or they touch the feet of a person, or they take their prayer mat and they wipe it over a particular grave. This is a shirk. Also, staying and sitting and residing near the graveyards or the graves, al-i'tikaf, and offering food for the people in the grave, and sacrificing animals at the graves. This is an act of shirk. To say, Ya Ali Madad, O Ali, help us. O Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, calling out to him, thinking that he can come and help you. O Ya Al-Qadri, O Al-Badawi, O Al-Hussein, all of this falls into a shirk. From the types of shirk is Al-Half bi ghayrillah, for a person to make a qasam, take an oath by other than Allah. Nowadays we find people taking a qasam by their mother, or their father, or the Kaaba. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man halafa bi ghayrillah faqad ashrak. Whoever takes an oath or swears by other than Allah, then he has committed a shirk. From the examples of a shirk which are occurring is at-ta'weedh, people wearing amulets and putting it on their children, and they don't know what's in this amulet, and they believe that this amulet, this ta'weedh, it protects them or their children from jealousy or ayn, the evil eye, or from magic, or brings about good luck, keeps away bad luck. All of this is a shirk. Also, from the examples of shirk which is occurring is to look at horoscopes and to believe in horoscopes and to think that this tells you about your decree, whether it is good or whether it is bad. Also, from the real examples of shirk which is occurring is to take or to see something as a good omen or a bad omen. Meaning, if you see a blackbird or a crow, that you think this is now a bad omen and you shouldn't do a particular action. If you see a particular animal, or the weather is like this, or a particular star was seen on this night, then this means that there will be rain, or there will be good luck, or somebody will be married, and so on and so forth. So all of these, my brothers and sisters, are examples of shirk which are occurring in our families, in our time, and in our cultures that we have to warn from. And this is the shirk that the people previously they were upon. May Allah save me and save you from a shirk. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام، اللهم عز الإسلام، اللهم عز الإسلام، اللهم أعز التوحيد وأهله، اللهم أذل الشرك وأهله، اللهم اجعلنا من أهل التوحيد، اللهم احمنا من أهل الشرك، اللهم أمتنا على الإسلام، اللهم أمتنا على الإسلام، اللهم أمتنا على الإسلام. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.